ya ya ọkwọ ya mgbe ọ mere dibi ya eze anyị jeme ọnụ our stronghold, our pillar, our rock, our secure refuge, King of Kings. Who can beat a child that the mother is carrying on the chest? Onye bụ onye? Manya kozia the people that God is carrying in his heart. Who is that? What is it? Can God be carrying us on his bosom and one Goliath will come and take you out and start flogging you in his presence? Is it possible? Oh yeah, oh yeah. And who is it and what is it? See, we have God in our midst. We have God in our midst. We have God in our midst. You all, you know the senior. She was here for receipt. She just finished a few days ago. A sister that was wearing a gray dress. I think she came out to give testimony. Last week, no, 2 weeks ago, she was here for receipt. She came from Malawi. I think he said, he should post it on the platform, but he told me the story very well.
He was in their castle.
What?
He was in their castle.
In the castle in Malawi. Life, praying. All of a sudden, she could not explain how she found herself in PLD compound. She was brought here. I said, she, you know the exit to the prayer garden? Yes, that palm tree is. Just here that palm tree is. As if she was coming from that side, she said, these four terrible, healthy men came from nowhere. Very strange looking evil people. She just saw them. They were beating her, flogging her. They flogged her the first one. Second one, she was in pain. And then she looked at them and she was like, how can you be beating me? She said, she opened her mouth and she said, how can you be beating me? But I'm in PLD. She said, the minute she said, how can you be beating me? When I'm in PLD, she said, the minute she said, when I'm in PLD, said, she just saw Jesus coming out of the chapel, sitting on the throne, not even standing, not walking. He said, the Lord Jesus was on a throne, sitting majestically. And the next thing she just looked, see him coming with the whole throne, entire throne, coming out of the chapel on the throne. And that he just floated up like, as he said, the throne stopped here. It was when she came that she described, she said, this very place, this round place, she said, the throne just floated from the chapel. And majestically, he sat here on the throne. She said, immediately. She said, she wanted me to see how she described, she said, immediately, all the four men, she said, if they were like feather, blown, right out of the sense, out of the compound. They didn't even pass gate. Get a fire with people. So they flew out over the fence of the compound. The fence out there. So they flew. They disappeared. And she suddenly saw herself like, what happened? Who became her? Are gone. And the Lord sat there with majesty enthroned. When the evil man flew away, she said she saw herself that she was still in the apartment in Malawi. How did she reach Ibadan? How? She said she saw Jesus. She saw Jesus with her own eyes. And she came. As soon as she arrived, she just shouted. She said, that is the place. She said, exactly here. Oh, dear Jesus. Everybody knows. Revelation has meaning.
Yes.
The revelation is a revelation.
Yes.
Because it was not in Nigeria, it was in Malawi. So it was a revelation. A real one. They gave her what they call an experiential revelation. The one that she experienced.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they took me to experience the rapture. Do you remember?
Yes.
And I came out shivering because I was inside the rapture, not that I was looking at it like a video. It's a different thing. There are different kinds of revelation. If they are showing you like you are watching, it's a different thing. But when they make it to be that you are inside it, it is happening to you, you can never forget it. And you will know that your eye has seen something. So that was an experience the Lord gave her. An experience to share with all of us. And she's lucky and privileged to be the chosen instrument for that kind of revelation. But that revelation has a message for all of us. It's not about her. It's not just for her. She was in Malawi, nobody was beating her. But the Lord used her to pass a message to us. What's the message?
He's enthroned here.
That what?
He's enthroned here.
Number one, remember the word I told her. When she told me the story, I said, that is to confirm to me and to the watching community. What he said long ago, 90 something. That what?
Has established himself
in this compound. I have established myself, and nobody can remove me, can remove us. Nobody can remove us. So, this card, and that is to tell us that I am not just here standing. When somebody comes to visit you and is standing, what does it mean?
In a hurry,
and we soon go. When somebody comes and sits down, what does it mean?
They
have come to stay, to spend time. No hurry. Come to be with you. The person has come to be with you. The person will sit down. That's how you know. So that sitting in a sitting position and it has meaning. That means, I nominate it, you know. That song?
Yes.
That means, I am
established
in your midst. I am established in your midst. I'm established among you. I'm here in your midst. That's the meaning of that sitting down. Then the throne had meaning. The throne of God. He's not here to have seen the throne of God. How many eyes have seen it? In fact, as she was telling me, she could see her body shaking. She was like, I saw him. As she kept saying, he was beautiful. He was great. He was majestic. She kept shouting, majestic, majestic. She used the word majestic several times. For all you know, she will be connected to this program. If she's connected, I would like her to phone. Whose number does she have? Sister Kinere, if you are connected by phone to this program today, wherever you are, just call Fidelia's line or somebody whose line you have, so that you will tell the story by yourself and will put your voice on microphone, that the people may hear it directly from you. Yes. He said, majesty. He talked about his majesty. His majesty. And the authority with which he is. And he said, he didn't even say a word to those women. He didn't say a word. Just his mere zooming out of the chapel. Just his merely zooming from the chapel. They flew. They ran. I think they were flung. Why did he get away? That was my statement. They said they got out. They are flogging you. They did not know who you are. They didn't know where you came from. They didn't know that you belong to PSD.
Exalting for the King, Lord. Exalting for the King, Lord. Exalting for the King, Lord.
By the way, I wanted to congratulate some of you who made it from us. Clap for yourself. But I don't want to go there. I'm ready for my summer. Jordan! What did I say? River Jordan!
River Jordan!
And it was harvest time when the Jews got there. And it is known, notoriously known, that during harvest period, around that season, it is traditional for the Jordan River to overflow its bank. If you overflow its bank, spread wide and far. Unless you have 10 heads, you will go near the Jordan without being carried away. Without being swallowed or drunk. That was the time the Jews got there. Order from above. Please. Lead. Carry the Ark of the Covenant. March ahead of the people. You step with the Ark of the Covenant, your foot in the Jordan. The water of Jordan will separate into two. Okumedike, faith, Joshua is the one who gave the command. The priest obeyed. People were looking at this mighty water that has overflowed the bank, wide and far. And Joshua told them, today you will know that there is God in Israel. And that our God is Almighty. And that He made heaven and earth, the seas, the ocean, and everything. And He has authority over them. With faith, they carried the ark. People were behind looking to see. As soon as they put their leg with the ark in the Jordan water, Ozibua, instantly, the Jordan water not only stood still, the water instantly separated. The water separated this fire, the one that is flowing like this, suddenly stopped. Not that the water disappeared. Please take note. The water did not disappear. Oh God! The water did not disappear. Then you see, listen well, everybody hear me well. And I'm going to sit on me. The water didn't disappear. The water stopped flowing. Stop anything. Good what? He signed up, signed up, signed up, signed up. And instead of rolling this thing, was now, is it what it is doing? It will be coming up, coming up, coming up, until it became a huge pillar. Do you know what the water was doing? If you ask the Lamarish, I'll tell you what the water was doing. What was the water doing? The water was saying, Kalut. I tell you now. Has stepped inside the water and the water must stop and pay salute. Attention! The Jordan stood and gave salute. And as long as the ark was in the Jordan, center of the Jordan, River Jordan stood attention and was paying salute. He just stood in one place, marching. You know how when we are doing march fast, when the students get to the place where the chairman is, what do they do? They will do, I run. Is that what they do? Then they will stop and do like this. Do you see them? They will do this. They will stay there and perform, and perform, and setiaka, and do salute. And then they will do different. Like this. Like that. Jordan! Jordan! Jordan stood attention! Attention! The ark is in the Jordan. The ark of God has entered the Jordan. Oh my God. All I can say. If he carried him out, I give him out. Jehovah, if he carried him out, I give him out. Jehovah, lay him out. Created. Pays what? Homage. That's the meaning of that song. Everything created pays homage to you. I wish I can sing all these songs in English. Or in all languages. For the whole world to hear. What is in my heart about my God? Everything created pays homage to you. Even the Jordan recognize. Wow! My creator has stepped in. Ah! Obala Kabiesi, attention! Wow. This is my brother stood attention. He did not cross while the Lord, the creator, has stepped into the water. For it is written, as Jesus said in the New Testament, no water can swallow the ship we are lives, the master of ocean and earth and sky. They must obey. Everything created pays for me, people of God. You don't understand. Even the water know who their God is. And they know their boundary. And they know where to stop. You have not the boundary. Why didn't you continue to flow? Back of the covenant steps in the water. Not even the people carrying it, put their legs, and the power from the ark, bam, to the water. The water stood attention, and gave salute, and continued to give salute on one spot. Marching, bam, bam, bam. And the one on this other side, the one coming down, stood, and just stand up. Cannot cross, bam, you can't cross. How can you cross? No permission to cross. The one on this side, you know what he did? You know, fear? You know, fear, your honor? The ones on this side, before they spread their legs, that one, quickly, like a natural, like something that they put, I don't know what to call it. That one, it fled. You understand what I mean? That one, fled. Run away from where the ark is. It ran far. The remaining water fled. The remaining water did what? Fled far. So why this one stop? This one fled far away. And when we say fled, you're looking at a road like this. I'm looking about this thing. It fled. The one on this side fled from the ark. Fear of God. Oh, the waters trembled and they fled far. By the time the water on this side fled far away, you can imagine this, the size of the space of dry land that suddenly appeared. While this one stood up like a dam, the one on this side fled far, fled far away, so that a whole nation, remember I'm talking about a nation, not a village, not a family, a nation, and Israel, everybody knew the size of Israel. They had multiplied in Egypt to the point that they overtook the population of the Egyptians. You can imagine how numerous they were. They were able to pass because the gap created between this one and that one was so large, and the ground was what? Dry. They didn't say the ground was muddy. It was not muddy. The ground became dry. So that everybody passed. Even their cattle, their sheep, everything passed. If it were muddy, the cows, their legs would stick inside. Am I correct?
Yes.
But because it was dry, solid, it became solid. That is why we say in the psalm, the psalmist says, why was it sin that you fled? Those of us who use divine office, it's in your Bible. Why was it sin that you fled? That you turned back Jordan on your course? Mountains that you left like rams. Sin like what? Yes. Why did you run Jordan? That's what the Bible asks. Why was it sin that you fled? The sea fled. The one on this side fled. Run away from Enze. Ewu. Erujeje. Erujeje. Ofese sinodo. Odosa. Odosa. Ofa. Ofa. Ofa jino. The one on this side. Ofa jino. It seems the name inside the Oshekini. Oduro. Boing. Boing. Attention. Kabiesi o. And as long as they were in the center of the water, the ground remained dry. And this river could not continue to flow. Who does not know its master? Who does not know its creator? What is that creature that does not recognize the supremacy, the power, and the authority of God? And if it could bear understand that this is God who made me, that person is the greatest fool and greatest mumu. In fact, mumu is better. And that is why it surprises me. When some people come here for prayer, they carry what they are carrying. And you say, bow to the Lord. And they can open mouth and say, I never do that. Oh, Tikushere. That's what I feel for them. When they do that, I say, you want that? You want to kill yourself? Even if you're Lucifer, you know that you've already died before, but you cannot be tied and sentenced forever in the fire that will burn you. And you, the agent, you want to affect who? Oh, my. When you can't even recognize this is your Lord, who young will be extinct. Yes. So, in the name of Jesus the Lord, I say, put your hand where it is. Where is it hurting? Where is it aching? Where is it pain? Is it sickness? If you bow to the Lord, if you do what? If you bow, you'll follow me. Everything that is there, the King of Kings, the terror of the enemy, has established himself in our midst. The terror of the other world, King Jesus, has stepped into our life and our situation. The terror of the underworld. The terror. The only terrorist that the eye on the world, powers of darkness has. Jesus. When they see him, he is their terrorist. Yes. They try to terrorize you. But when your king comes, they themselves are terrorized. It is for them to run. And our king doesn't have to say a word. According to the revelation given to Sister Chimera about the king of this compound, given to her to share with all of us, he only takes position. He takes position. Finish. And they're not to run away. They're not abandoned. So let us each one now invite him into our various situations. Be it sickness, sorrow, despair, heartache, broken heart, broken family, sickness, whatever you may be, cancer, fibroid, barrenness, all of them run away! Our king is on the throne. O ti de, Oluwa mi ti de, Oluwa mi ti de, Oluwa mi ti de. The end is here. Ibanuje sana, Asante sana, Oribuku ti sana, Accident ti sana. Bad luck, it's our law. It's good, sir. Marie Siri, what for? What for crow? Agenko? Ah! See them disappearing and screaming and running. In whatever form, be them coming as rat or lizard or snake or cockroach, whatever the testimonies you are all giving. Whatever it is to form this, I say, every day, and they know they are bonded and they run. Being set back, copies of covenants, whatever they may be, I say they disappear. Like the golden water on the right that flew at the sight of the Ark of the Covenant. It flew far. That is how all the evil, on far, they run away far. Because the land of tribe of Judah, the offering of David Jesus, has entered my situation. He has come into my particular situation now. Just to me today. After I sit down, The decision to bend over and balance to down, Kosiyo Otiwo. Just relax, take your healing, and begin to praise the Lord. Because on your head, the load you are carrying, just know that as you are singing, see, the Lord Himself, His angels are there, lifting them, not in cast divine. The angels of God are in our midst. As you are honoring their King, the angels are going around, carrying all the load. I can be arrested this year, together with myself. This is what they are doing with their sword. Just dismantling all the evil, all the sickness, all the things that are in the body, the deposits, all the ones that witches are disturbing. They are just removing all their knives and all their hands from you. Their beak that they use for drinking blood, all of them, everything is breaking off. Nothing can remain. Whether it is voodoo, you know, in Nigeria we call it witchcraft. In America they call it what?
Voodoo.
They call it what?
Voodoo.
Voodoo power. That's what they call it in America and abroad. Voodoo, whatever they call them, they are getting out. Whatever it is. So I'm talking to you in Nigeria, I use witchcraft. If an American listen to me, I use the word voodoo. Whatever the name of the attack in the night that comes to give you nightmares and horrors, that press you in the night and make you be terrified. Whatever the spirits are moving around in your life or in your house, in the name of Jesus, they are getting off. Yes. I know what I'm saying. Somebody called me on the phone yesterday. From abroad, from overseas, from America. What was the service? Sister, I've been getting this call since. Sister, please, we don't know what's happening. There are these three every night, 1 a.m. He said. 1 o'clock. He said, this, 20 man, this, 4 of them, women, 2 men, a child, they will come, they will walk up and down all the rooms of the house. For how many weeks now? Oh, I said, And this is a very Catholic home. Strongly Catholic, strongly Christian, talk about strong worshippers of the Lord. I said, okay, they've come to terrorize you, so that maybe you will join them. They're not joining them. The Lord is enthroned in your house, and they have no power. One in cat, one in lapel. They are just walking about for nothing, wasting their time. Maybe they came for inspection. When they get inspected, they can do nothing. Because he has said, Agbare to Dan, the decision to danger back. This is a man that every night, the same hour, they will come. Say there's no wall they cannot pass through. They will walk around room to room, corner to corner, wasting their time. Some of us think it's only in Nigeria that these things happen. They happen everywhere. how I went to Portugal, 2001.
And the woman they put in my room, Oyibo. Oyibo did you.
Started telling me whether she wanted to terrorize herself or whether she was, I don't know what she thought. Started telling me that that Satan came in the night. I said, so where did you stand? She said, she stood there. She pointed to the place. I said, I see. So what did you do? Of course. She couldn't do anything. Why did you come? Then she began to confess her story. How, because of her brother who had offended her, she bought voodoo power. She bought the voodoo power in order to revenge. So wherever she goes, the devil follows her. I said, I see. I've got the cancer. As soon as I got to the room that day we arrived in Portugal, I knocked at the door. She had entered the room before me. She was the one to come and open the door from inside. I looked at her. I said to myself, is she real? I greeted her. I passed. She had only taken her own bed. There was a fridge for two of us. And the voice said to me, drink nothing from that fridge. Even if it means you have to go back downstairs and buy yourself a drink. Drink nothing, put nothing inside that fridge. That was first instruction. As I carried my bag to drop it in my side of the wardrobe, I heard a voice that said to me, remove your bed from where it is and turn it around, put the head of your bed over there. You know how hotel room, two, three in a room, the beds were side by side with a locker between us. Are you listening? The lockers between us. So I would have been sleeping side by side with her. As soon as I got there, I heard the voice clearly. See her. I said, good. I recognize her. Enter the room. Next instruction. Take nothing. Drink nothing. And you know how you have filled your fridge with nice, nice things. I didn't touch a drink. Let her be drinking. Then your bed. Move your bed that is beside her. Turn the head of the bed to the other side where the window is. So that instead of being beside her, your bed will be adjacent. I said, okay. But I didn't do it at once. So she was very sure, I'm going to sleep my head beside her. Who knows what she shall set up like. When I wanted to sleep, I said my prayer. She was already sleeping. And I got up, lifted my bed gently from where it is sitting like this. You go down to a hotel, and I know that you don't do that in a hotel, but I did it. I lifted my bed gently, turned it, put the head on the other side. She was fast there. And something said to me, watch and pray. I kept watch for a while with my rosary in my hand, and I fell asleep. And I slept very soundly. And I woke up. Nothing touched me. She woke up in the morning, she must have seen the head of my bed over there. True confession started. She began to confess. She said, the devil was here last night. And I said, is that so? And you had a key? He said, he stood here. You know where he stood? The very place from which I moved my bed. Clap for Jesus. He said, he stood there. That place where my head would have been. He said, he stood there. I said, did he? And I said, how do you know for the devil? And she was shocked. She described him for me. But she knows him. Normally she sees her, so she knows. And what did he come to do? And she narrated. I looked at her. I was not ashamed. My heart was brave. I was very good. If it's somebody else, you start shaking. Because she was narrating with confidence. Then something said to me, here is a soul to save. Maybe that is why you came on this pilgrimage. Who knows? Because that's the pilgrimage I told that I don't know how I got into this. Did I not tell you about it? I don't know who paid my ticket. I don't know who paid my hotel bill. I don't know who today who paid for my food. I don't know. I went to how many countries and all the places that I went to. From Portugal to Spain, from Spain to France. From France to, in fact, back to America. I don't know every bill paid by till today. Only God knows who pays the bills. I said, no wonder God put me in the group. So this one traveled from America, carrying Satan. In the hotel that was carrying pilgrims. In the bus, you know, when we go from America to through England, stop, change flight to Portugal. On getting to Portugal, big luxurious buses were waiting. Two big buses. Carried two sets of pilgrims. They split up into group A and B. Luxurious buses loaded. So Satan had an agent accompanying the pilgrims. I said, no wonder Jesus put his servants to counter the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus the Lord. No wonder. The God who knows everything. Obatomoshi. See, and can you see what happened? Whether it was by what, but I call it the perfect plan of God. How come that the agent of darkness and the agent of the living God were put in the same room together? The first time they come, the name of the pilgrim guy, Guy Murphy, did Guy Murphy know that this man was present? Or the people that gave us keys, you know when you get to a hotel, you check in, they give you your room key. The people that gave keys, did they know that this one is devil? And that this sister from Africa is God's servant? I am sure they have no idea. No introduction now. That was our first port of call. Portugal was first port of call. Of all the places we have to visit. So they didn't know me. Unless somebody told them. But I know that hotel, they did not know who it is. They just issued their keys. But God Almighty, majestic in power, authority over all, already able to eat Jama, you are in trouble. Satan, you are in trouble. You are copying my people from America who are on pilgrimage to come and meet me in various locations. The pilgrims are to go to so many places, from Portugal to Garabandal, from Garabandal to Spain, from Spain to France, from France to... So you decided you'll be following them. Okay, you will see. First night, bam, confession started. The next morning, nobody told her to start confessing. And I didn't tell her to confess it. As soon as she said that, I said, here. He stood there. He pointed to me. He stood right, in fact, he said, right there. And I said, Oluwa. Oluwani, 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 Hanabara, Jula. Oluwani, Oluwani, I'm sorry, 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 I'm sorry yes, that's Yahweh my pride. That's why I call him Yahweh my pride. There one, he just told you, take your bed out of that place. Put it on the adjacent side of the room. In a strange land, in a strange country, strange life, I moved my bed, only for her to start confessing. And then she now began. So I told myself, here is a soul to rescue. Maybe you can help her. So I said to her, but how did you... She started telling me how they attend meetings with the devil and all that, and the things they say and what. I said, I said, why did you do it? How did you get into that? She said, it's voodoo power. That's when I heard the word voodoo for the first time. She said, it's voodoo. I said, voodoo? Is it voodoo or voodoo? Voodoo. It's voodoo.
Yeah,
voodoo. Huh?
Voodoo.
Voodoo. Yeah, that's what she called it. She said, it's voodoo power. I said, oh. I said, voodoo power? I thought maybe she would say it's a chain or a ring. She said, it's voodoo power. So my great surprise, she told me how she bought it. And even put her hand in her purse and took out the tiny little coin, golden tiny coin that she used to pay. What is to show me how much she paid for it. One useless amount of coin is all you need to give them. And I said, just to get even with your brother who did whatever, she said yes. And she was still determined to revenge. I began to preach to her. I spoke to her. We stayed in Portugal 2 nights. So I had to stay in that room with her for the 2 nights. I tried to talk to her to make her know that Satan has nothing to offer and that there was no point revenging, that she could forgive and she could come out of this for the sake of her own soul and told her about Jesus. As God will have it, during that pilgrimage, that's the one I said, as I went to see the place here, Jacinta, Francesco were buried, I was coming back. And the woman and the husband who had cancer met me and asked for prayer in the center of the place. I said that. I just stood there, I just prayed for them, they went. By the time I got to the hotel, other people were coming, lining up for prayer. So the pilgrim died. The children died, but you have to tell them, tell us to stand in prayer. Please, hold on. When we get to France, we will arrange a hall where you can all meet her and she can pray for everybody. I told the woman that after trying to convert her, I said, are you coming with us? She said, yes, yes, she's coming with us. I said, you're on the pilgrim team. He said, you want group? He said, yes. That we are all here together. Do you know? We went from Portugal to Garabandá. That is in Spain. Spent 2 or 3 nights in Garabandá. Moved on from Garabandá to other places. Then we got to France. By the time we got to France, people gathered for prayer in the hall that was prepared. Priests, reverend sisters, Indians, different people, Americans, all kinds, they all lined up for prayer and God performed wonders. God worked so much wonders and healing and miracles in their midst. The story is in America till today. And that is how I got to know all who are friends today, that became our friends there. And who some of them became members of PLD later on. Because they didn't even know about TLD by then, remember? They did not know me, they didn't know Paul Laborede until after the pilgrimage, and now, when they, after because of the miracles the Lord did, they kept in touch with me, and I now had to next visit. And visit said, oh, come to my house, come to my house. And I was going to their house to tell them about TLD. And TLD is just in nine cities in America today. What I'm trying to say, listen to this story now. By the time we got to France, when Guy Murphy has said, everybody, hold on, because they found that I was no longer resting, they were not letting me eat, I'd be counseling, or praying, or this one will come tell the other one will run from the hotel room they were coming, then I had to get one corner of the hotel for meeting people. Then Guy Murphy said, well, let Sister B, when we get to France, he will arrange it well. Please, please, please. Believe it or not, this woman that told me we are all on the pilgrimage together. With everybody, when I say everybody, except one or two who slept off, did not come that night as soon as they got to France. You know that everybody came for that prayer. I thought maybe she slept with the one or two who didn't come. The next morning, we all got into our vehicles for the next leg of the journey. It was then, but the next morning we went to visit Lord, another place. I was looking for her in the bus. I said, maybe she decided to rest in her room. The woman disappeared. When I say disappeared, till today, I don't know whether she boarded plane and returned to America. But what I'm saying is that, the day that we heard that they are going to do prayer in that place, from that night, I never saw her again. And the pilgrimage lasted 2 weeks. She was gone. By the time we finished and we were all returning back to the United States, from where the pilgrimage took off, she was nowhere to be found. That is the woman that I spoke to, who told me that, alright, that she will consider coming for the prayer, not knowing that she was just telling herself a lie. I said, well, you know, everybody will be there. The guy has said we will have a session. Oh, I'll be there at 5, I'll see. She disappeared. I never saw her again. Journey with the pilgrim. That's the point I'm making. She came to attack. She was not going there to worship the Lord. What is the devil's agent going to Lord to go and do? What is she going to Portugal to do? Here there is rosary procession, thousands of reverend fathers. Come and see the crowd of priests at Fatima. You will see all the priests and reverend fathers in the world. They are converted by Portugal. From different parts of the world, from India, from US, from China, from where there. And the devil put his agents to be sleeping in the hotel with them. He didn't come for pilgrimage. He didn't come to worship. She was there on their mission. Who knows what they sent her to do? Maybe to cross the plane to crash or to cross the vehicle to some assault on the road. But she didn't succeed. She never considered on her. The power of Jesus decided to meet her in the very room. In the very room, he has decided to sleep. Jesus the Lord, but I don't know you are. That means he is unlovely, but I don't care how to find you. He decided to enter the room, yes, he entered. And then she was The devil
is stand by here and do nothing. From night till morning, you could not perform. Because I actually asked her, when did she suffer and when did you leave? And she told me she left this morning. So he was there through the night and he could not do anything. He was restless, totally powerless, struck and tied to the cross, unable to do anything. And in the morning, he disappeared. In front of her. And she herself knew that the only solution for her was to do what? Abort the pilgrimage. She knew the solution was meet the pilgrimage. It's either you get converted or you get out of the pilgrimage. And she did that within 2 days. 2 or 3 days, she was gone. Nobody could find her, and she was no longer traveling with us. And we had a beautiful pilgrimage to them. What am I trying to say, beloved people? Hooray! What did I say? Hooray! And it's not me, what you want to? I don't know what you want to. I suggest if you want to. I suggest if you want to. The power of God for us is enough for us. The strength of our God is the Almighty. You only need to remember the reading of today. The Jordan stood still because God stepped in. On the other side, the river Jordan flew away, ran away miles, and get back. In honor of the Lord, he was there. And for that reason, take it from me that every power, everything created, and I'm trying to say by that story, and what made me to go to that direction? So if you wondering, why did mommy die that? I diverted to show that it is not only the healthy like Jordan, like human beings, can stand attention for the Lord. I'm trying to say that even Satan, that's what brought me to that story. Even Lucifer. Lucifer knows his boundaries. Please believe me that I say the devil himself, who is the organ of the witches that are disturbing you, the Lucifer that is the organ of the marine spirit disturbing you, the Lucifer that is the organ that is sending all the things you are worried about, I say himself knows that when Yahweh, our God the Holy Trinity, when he appears, the devil knows to run away. He knows his boundaries. He knows where to disappear. If only we sustain the authority and the power that is in us and that is around us, that is above us, that is looking after us, if we acknowledge and know he is the greatest, he is the Almighty, who stands on you above, on earth, in all the world, like our King, like our God, as the Sacrifice testifies, that there were four that have run her. Our Lord just simply appeared. He only needs to appear, and they ran away. Because He is not, and there is none other. There is none other. Remember that when he died on Calvary, what did he do? He went down to nowhere. And did what? He conquered. He went to the underworld to set captivity free. He went to set captivity free. Set those in captivity free. He went and battled with spiritual forces and he conquered on the third day of the room we lived here and came out. And that is why he said to us, said, I have conquered the world. Everybody repeat. Amen. Do not be afraid. I have conquered the world. Remember me. When the bird that fly in the night, they come to your window, and they start making go at the country. Glory! You see? When the one that they confessed last week, the one that confessed, that we were talking to last week, the doctor said the other guy said to confess him, good luck. What is he called?
Bush baby.
The one that said they sent Bush baby to the client. We can send Bush baby to client. What did you say? I said, sorry. Do not be afraid. I have conquered the world. Said Jesus. They come at Christmas. They come and terrorize you. Sorry. I heard somebody's testimony the other day, during the evening or when, or what it is. I said, to give me my house place under the house. All doors are going to be unlocked. Whether you take my mama alone, or have mama's place alone, then send her alone, then no send her. That's not their business. All it is that Jesus said.
Psalm 91. He said, you will trample on the lion and the viper. You will trample on lion and viper. That means now you will matter, you will match their head, crush them. He did not tell us that the lion and the viper of the enemy can trample us. Therefore, I remind you, Jesus said, how we and if at all you want to forget anything, remember today's preview. The River Jordan stood still. River Jordan stood still. There is nothing that will not stand still for Jesus. There is nothing that will not stand attention. So long as you have the seed of glory and trust in your life and trust in your family and trust in your heart and give the Lord your worship. So long as you worship him and him alone and you know that he is yours and you are his property, God knows how to protect those who are his own. The Lord knows who are his own. And his way able, capable, in might and power, as creator of all things, visible and invisible, the waters, the rain, everything, above, in the forest, in the rock, under the earth, he has authority. And he has you and I. He has us, he's holding us in the palm of his hand. And no power can take us from him. I cannot understand. What can make anybody to imagine that something God is holding in his hand can be taken away?
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! See the miracle!
going forever and ever. Let me see you mistake again. Never you mistake God again. Never mistake God again. Never mistake God again. Never mistake God again. Amen.
Thank you. We have finished for the day. The Lord, when the Lord decides to take over, what else do you want the servant to do? He took over.
Yes,
he took over. Manifested himself. Is there anything else for the Lord tiny hand to do?
Nothing.
I bow before him. That's why I went to the circle to talk to him. I went to bow and to say, my Lord, you have done all things well. I bow to you.
Thank you.
All that remains is for him to take his seat and receive the grace of the sense of the field. That he wants to report back to him what he has done for him. And he takes position on the throne in a list to receive the praise and the testimony of his people for what he has done for him. And the Lord's family family retires to her own chair.
He is the
they were hurrying in a hurry. So I said that during the call, but they talk to me a different I have said I will say congratulations before I start talking, but I will say well done, obedient children. Well done, children of God, who when he corrects you, you take correction. It was last week that we were angry with you, and pulled your ears, and told you to go and do something for the cause. You start announcing for being late to mass, and you are good children, because not every time you correct, you take correction. Some people be corrected, that's when they run away. But when the Lord corrects you, and you take correction, he is happy, because he's your father. So, last week you were warned, not to be late to mass, to start the prayer with mass, and receive the blessings of the mass, make mother happy with her rosary, and I said, all other miracles and blessings will follow. And you can see for yourself what has happened today. When we start well, and the Lord is happy with us, he will let his face shine on us. His glory will appear in our midst. Not when you come reluctantly, like last week, some people came only 14 or 19 who were here for mass, and then others by 4 o'clock, the place was full. By 4, but you didn't come by 12. You just came to seek blessings. God cannot be cheated. See your little effort today. See the blessing of God upon us. Everybody is so happy now. And that is how it should be. Do it right. Let's worship him correctly. With all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength. And let his blessing, his favor, remain upon each one of us. Especially those who started the prayer with the mass from the very beginning. Let them receive double blessings.
Yeah.
All those who make effort rushing to meet the prayer from the beginning, so they will give God complete package of worship. Not half or one third or one tenth. All those who have the rosary, you receive additional blessings.
Yeah.
And all others who came, God will also bless you. But I'm giving extra. I'm asking God to send extra on those who made it from beginning to the end. Because the measure you give, yes, the measure you give is the measure you receive. Except those who for impossible reasons could not be there from the beginning, and God can understand, they will get equal blessing. For those who don't took their time thinking they can keep God come any time, come towards the end, well, may God bless you. But you know now what I'm saying? Those who began from the very beginning, they struggle, that extra mind, extra effort. May God himself also go the extra mind for you and your needs. May God give you the extra, give you the jara, because you put jara in your effort to be here to worship him. And so, let the grace of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon each one. Remain with all of us. Protect us night and day. Shatter all the foes that the devil has sent. And shatter the devil himself. Because we know he can never repent and therefore is destined for perdition. May God rise him from our life and tie him in the everlasting fire. Together with all the company of witches and wizards and marine spirits and all powers, whatever they are, may God Almighty arrest some of them, take them out of our life, put them in the everlasting fire and bind them in chains there. May he who is our God forever set us free. Give us peace at night, in the daytime, in our travel, in our undertaking, in our business, in our work. Let the protection of God be upon us. May his upliftment of soul descend upon us. The spiritual blessings that only him can give, we rely on you, Lord, to pour them abundantly upon us. Even as we pour down the rain and the sun's brilliant gold upon us, all at once, to show that you are giving us everything yapu-yapu. All of it at the same time. Plus sun, plus rain, plus gold, plus everything in one package. It's a sign of superabundant love, superabundant favor, superabundant blessing, all descending at once on your children. Let us experience it in our life. Let our spirit be lifted, this joy you have put in our hearts today. Let it last forever. Let nothing take it from us. And let nothing ever separate us from your life. Tie us to yourself in life, in death, and in eternity. continue to be with us and answer all whenever we call. Remember, we are the children of God Almighty. We are yours. Like the Sashimi referred when they came to attack and said, but I am in PLD. Yes. We are the son of PLD. Let the enemies flee from us. And in the name of the name of the God of God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Satan and his agents will forever run away. Because we are marked with the seal of the children of God, with the indelible blood of Jesus, with the fire of the Holy Spirit that can never be removed. So be the mark upon our forehead and upon our spirit and upon our soul. So that people are awake, that indelible mark is upon us. And no power of darkness can touch us. No darkness can come near us. Everything that is the difference of the devil is already removed by today's miracle. By today's miracle, deposits are gone. That's what I know. Evil forces are gone. And I have the sign. As it was happening today, yes. The black bird that this man, look at it. See, it's lying dead here. See it. That was what I called the repentance to come and see the other time. Yes. To show you that as we were talking, the bird was what? What? On the ground. Look at it. Yes. And as I said to her, I said, that one that fell and died here is a symbol that all the other parts of that night that tried to disturb us and keep our way. In my mind, in your life, in everybody's life, that is thrown away, then they are not falling. It will not forget one. It will not forget one over here. It symbolizes the collapse of all the power of darkness in this world. May God take the glory. May God take the glory. May God forever be praised and adored forever and ever. Our shout to the name of the Lord our God. Almighty God bless us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Jesus of all grace.
Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Immaculate, Heart of Mary. So good evening and good night, everyone.
Have a
safe
weekend
covered in Jesus' blood. By the power of God, we shall meet again next week, and our mouth will be full of testimony. Because you are going with blessings, and you will come back to tell the story. For the glory of God our Father. Amen.